Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we're studying Sefer Shmuel Perek Gimel, which opens up with one of the most magnificent depictions of a dynamic between two people in all of Nach. We open up with a description of Shmuel's spiritual service. V'hanar Shmuel misharetes Hashem lifnei Eli. Shmuel served Hashem before Eli. This isn't the first description we have of Shmuel's service of Hashem. In the previous perek, we hear, V'anar haya misharet es Hashem et pnei Eli ha-kohen. The young man served Hashem, it seems, through his spiritual mentor, Eli ha-kohen. A few psukim later, U'shmuel misharet es pnei Hashem, nar chagor ephod bad. We hear that Shmuel is serving Hashem, and there's the absence of Eli in the pasuk. And a few psukim later, we hear that Shmuel becomes greater and greater, both in his relationship with Hashem and in his relationship with people. And at the beginning of our parak gimel, we hear, Vanar Shmuel mesharetes Hashem lifnei Eli, could mean his physical place where he was standing. The Malbim understands it to mean spiritually, to imply spiritually he already preceded Eli, lifnei Eli. He had gone beyond Eli's spiritual level and was in closer proximity to Hashem than was Eli. And then we're given a description of the particular era and the spiritual nature of the era. Udvar Hashem haya yakar bayamim hahem in chazon nefrat. The word of Hashem was rare at that time. Prophecy was not widespread. Then we hear something interesting, contrasting where Eli is resting or sleeping and where Shmuel is. Okay, this is a little bit confusing how it's positioned in the psukim, so it would help if you're looking in a Navi at this point. Vayhi b'yom ha'u v'Eli shochev bimkomo. Eli is lying in his place, ve'inav hechile kehot, and his eyes began to dim, lo yuchal lirot, he couldn't see. Now this pasuk is a little confusing. V'ner Elokim terem yichbeh. The candle of Hashem had not yet been extinguished. U'shmuel shochev. And Shmuel is lying down. Then the pasuk has a nachta. There's a pause. Then, v'hichal Hashem asher sham aron Elokim. In the hichal of Hashem, where the aron stands. Now the Gemara in Kedushin, Ayin Chet, tells us that it is impossible that Shmuel could have possibly been sleeping in the Heichal. But rather, this pasuk is divided into three sections. We hear about the candle of Hashem, which is understood by many to mean the menorah, which stayed lit all night. And that then we hear the words of Shmuel Shochev, it's telling us parenthetically, Shmuel is sleeping elsewhere, perhaps. But the Heichal Hashem, Asher Sham Aron Elokim, that is where the Ner Elokim is lit. So why would the pasuk be structured in a confusing way like this, if Shmuel is in fact not resting in the Heichal Hashem? So the Malbim sees this as a contrast between Eli and Shmuel's spiritual level. He says that Eli was truly sleeping. Rak shachav bimkomo hagashmi mamash shchiva shel shina. He was actually sleeping, stagnant in the physical place in which he was, a literal physical sleep. Whereas Shmuel, rayonav hayu shochvim uma'aynim behichal Hashem. Mentally speaking, Shmuel was focused on the hichal. He was focused on spirituality. Machshavotav b'inyanei hakodesh. His thoughts were on spiritual and holy matters. Although v'ner elokim term yichbeh may refer to the menorah in the Heichal, which in fact did burn all night, one cannot ignore the proximity of those words to the words before it. Describing Eli's eyes, his eyes were dimming. His eyes could not see anymore. And immediately after that, V'ner Elokim terem yichbeh, the light of Hashem, perhaps that life force from Hashem, the Nishmat Elokim, the breath of Hashem that becomes our neshama, that is the life force of every living human being, is about to be extinguished. And here we have this description of Eli's light about to be distinguished, proceeding immediately. The psukim that tell us about Shmuel's first nevuah, prompting Chazal to explain V'zarach HaShemesh U'bah HaShemesh. A sun shines, and then another sun, and a sun sets, and another sun comes along. And we're told, Ad shelo shaka shmasho shel Eli, zarcha shmasho shel Shmuel. Before Eli's sun had set, we have this magnificent depiction of the new spiritual sun rising, that sun of Shmuel HaNavi. And this first nevuah is presented to us in a most magnificent way when we hear about how Shmuel responds to his first nevuah. Vayikra Hashem el Shmuel vayomer hineni. Hashem calls to Shmuel. He says, hineni, I am here. Only Shmuel doesn't realize that it's the voice of Hashem. Vayaratel Eli. He runs to Eli. Vayomer hineni ki karateli. Here I am because you called me. Vayomer. Eli says, lo karati. Shuv shchav. I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. Vayilich vayishkav. This repeats itself, and on the third time that it repeats itself, Eli realizes what's going on here. And right before he realizes, the pasuk gives us some background information. Ushmuel terem yadad Hashem. Shmuel did not yet know Hashem, the terem yigalei lev dvar Hashem. Hashem's word had not yet been revealed to him. He had not yet experienced prophecy. So he did not know yet, what prophecy would be like. Therefore, Eli tells him, go lie down, and if you hear the voice calling again, tell Hashem, speak. Because your servant is listening. Magnificently here, Shmuel confuses the voice of Hashem with his own spiritual mentor. The closest experience he's ever had to an encounter with God was actually an encounter with his spiritual mentor. We're then told, Vayavo Hashem v'yitzev. Hashem comes and he, figuratively speaking, stands there. And then the Shmot Rabbah tells us something beautiful. It actually contrasts him to Moshe Rabbeinu and says that Moshe Rabbeinu stayed in his place when the nation would come to be judged. And since he stayed in his place, when it was time for Hashem to reveal himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe had to go to the Ohel Moed. Moshe haya yoshev, umisha haya lo din ba'etzel v'nidon. Aval Shmuel haya toreach b'chol medina u'medina v'shofet. Shmuel would take the trouble to go all over Eretz Yisrael to judge the people. Kedei shelo yitztaru lavo etzlo. So that they wouldn't have to bother to come all the way to him. And therefore, Hashem says, for Moshe Rabbeinu, when I reveal myself to him, he has to approach me at the Ohel Moed. But Shmuel, who went and approached all of Am Yisrael, I'm going to stand, figuratively speaking, where he is. He calls to Shmuel in those words that we identify with previous great people, when he doubles their name, Shmuel, Shmuel, Vayomer Shmuel Daber, Kishomea Avdecha. And then he hears an absolutely horrific prophecy about Eli's descendants, confirming the prophecy that the message that had been told to Eli the day before, earlier that day. And Hashem says, I'm going to judge the house of Eli. We hear this time that the sin was that his sons were mekalalim, it seems, cursing Hashem, God forbid, and he did not give them musar. It's interesting, the Mefarshim points out that mekalalim doesn't necessarily mean curse in the way that we take it to mean, but that lekalal comes from the word kal, to take Hashem lightly, to be mezalzel, to diminish the honor of Hashem, right? Kavod comes from the word kaved, heavy, kal, light. It's an understanding of whose presence they're in, the gravity of Hashem's presence, or conversely, likalel, to be mezalzel, to take Hashem's presence lightly. Therefore, Hashem promises that the house of Eli's sin will never be atoned through karbanot. They will never have an atonement. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, through karbanot, it will never be atoned, but through Torah and chesed, it will be atoned. And in fact, Rava and Abaye, who were the descendants of the house of Eli, seemed to have broken past the barriers of that curse, that punishment of Beit Eli. Eli's descendants, we learn, died at the age of 18. Rava sha'asak ba'Torah, Rava involved himself in Torah, lived all the way till the age of 40. Abaye sha'asak ba'Torah gemilut chasadim, Abaye, who involved himself in learning Torah as well as performing acts of kindness, lived until the age of 60. In the morning, Shmuel's reluctant to tell over his nevuah to Eli. Eli insists that he repeat the nevuah, and he does. The parak closes with a depiction of Shmuel's growth and Shmuel's status as a great leader in Am Yisrael. Vayigdal Shmuel, v'Hashem haya imo, v'lo hipil mikol dvarav arza. Shmuel grows, Hashem was with him, and nothing he says ever falls to the ground, meaning every nevuah he gives comes to fruition. Vayeda kol Yisrael midan ve'ad ber shava, ki ne'man Shmuel l'navi l'Hashem. Therefore, because his nevuah would come true, all of Am Yisrael, from north to south and east to west, know that Shmuel is a trustworthy navi. Then we have a very interesting pasuk closing the parak. Vayosef Hashem lehira'o b'shilo. Hashem continues to reveal himself at Shiloh, ki nigla Hashem el Shmuel, because he revealed himself to Shmuel, b'Shiloh b'dvar Hashem, with the word of Hashem. The Ketava Kabbalah asks how it is possible for a human being to ever have dveikut with Hashem, to cleave to Hashem. And he says, v'chi efshar lo la'adam l'nhida beikbo, could a person ever really cleave to Hashem? Ein l'cha lasot ela lizabek b'chachamim v'talmideihim. Person should therefore cleave to Talmidei Chachamim. And he cites this event, this parak, and he says, just like in this instance, other people started receiving nevuah because Shmuel had received nevuah. Lefi shaya Shmuel gadol b'nevuah b'yadu kulam ki neman hu l'Hashem v'davko imo ohavei chachma. People who loved wisdom would cleave and stick to Shmuel and be around Shmuel. Uva'amdam lefanav hitznabu gam hema. And when they were with him, they prophesied as well. Afal pisha mitzad atzmam lo hayu megiim lemadregazu. Even though, in their own merit, they would not have reached the level of prophecy. The parak closes with a pasuk that is in contrast to the first pasuk in the parak. It opens up telling us that there is not widespread prophecy, and now, because of Shmuel and the level he attains and the prophecy he receives, suddenly there is widespread prophecy again among Am Yisrael.